Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to Winners Broadcasting Radio. I want you to understand that you are a winner. You are an achiever. That is who God has created you to be. If you look at the topic I have, I said, good morning, Jesus Christ. Good morning, America. Good morning, America. Wherever you are listening to this radio show today, how joyful it is for you to start your day by saying good morning to the one you love. And how do you think the person you love will pay back to you? As I was growing up as a child, I was told that respect is a reciprocal. Maybe you were sleeping with your wife this morning, you were lying down with your wife all through, and you wake up this morning, you see her, you say, good morning, honey, good morning, darling. How do you think she will feel? How do you think your partner or your wife will feel as you wake up and you see her this morning, you with a smiling face, you tell her, darling, or honey, good morning. You get up from your bed, prepare her a tea, you know, or breakfast, you know, just to, how do you think she will feel? Will she feel accepted? Will she have that joy inside of her? Will she feel that protection? Will she feel that love that truly my husband really appreciates me and loves me? Now, the question is, how would you feel starting your day, waking up from your bed, maybe by 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, and you said, you start your day with the King of Kings by saying, good morning, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. No king can be compared to Jesus Christ. He is a powerful man. He is God himself. He sits at the right hand of God, praying for you, showing you his love every day. Then you wake up in the morning and say, good morning, Jesus. How do you think Jesus will feel? How would you even feel? I want to talk about you being a friend to the president of this country. Maybe you are in the White House, waking up in the morning. You wake up and you look at the president and you say, good morning, Mr. President. How do you think he will feel? I'm telling you, the world will be yours because the president will be so happy, will be filled with joy and wants to do more for you. That is why it's good to have this link with God. When you start your day with God by saying good morning, this is the life that is in heaven. The Bible says in Revelation that when we all, a time will come, everybody will be bowing down saying, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Your walk in heaven is just to keep on praising God, blessing him by your head. As you bless him, as you praise God, that is how God's joy also comes in to bless you back. So what am I saying? When you start your day with Jesus Christ, you will find peace. He will bless everything that concerns you. When you begin your day with Jesus Christ, you have the assurance that you have a friend that will never, never forsake you. You have a friend that is ready to take over all your problems, over all your situations. You have a confidence that you have a stronger hand, a stronger God. You have confidence that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That is why it is good every morning to be acquainted with God. The Bible says, it says that if we find him early, then we seek him early, he will also find us. He said, I love them that love me, and those that seek me, early shall they find me. He told me this morning, make them to understand, make your listeners to understand that the bigger thing in this life, the most important thing in this life is to connect with God. He makes you to understand that he loved them that love him. That is no two ways about it. Draw nigh unto me, and I will draw nigh unto you. He said in Isaiah, come and let us reason together. This is a lovely father. This is God that loves you. So for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that if you and I can just believe in him, he will give us abundant life. He comes to give us an abundant life. What is your problem today? Call unto him. Just tell him, good morning, Jesus. Because whenever you say, good morning, Jesus Christ, even in your car, even in your office, as you say, good morning, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit takes over all your situation. The Holy Spirit begins to give you the wisdom, that excellent wisdom that will bring you out of your problems, that excellent wisdom that will raise you up, that excellent wisdom that is there to bring you out from the mouth of your enemies. There are things you do not know. There are things that have been fighting against you every day, every time. There are things that does not want you to prosper, to move forward in life. So what you need to do is to give all to Jesus. Give all to Jesus. Give all to him, for he cares for you. Give all your problems to him. Give all your situations. Give that your thoughts, all of the feeling that is bringing weigh you down. Bring it to Jesus in the morning. Call unto him, and he will answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things, and even things you do not know. There are those secret things we do not know. It belongs unto God. Do you understand this morning? Jesus loves you. Are you facing that marital problem? He can heal it. He can reunite you. He can bring peace into that family. Are you sick this morning? Jesus can heal you. No matter the sickness, whether it's cancer, whatever it is, whatever the sickness may be called, Jesus can heal you. No matter what your problem is, bring it unto the Lord, for he cared for you. Make him your friend. It doesn't take much to say, good morning, Jesus Christ. Like I said, good morning, Jesus Christ, and good morning, America. You can also say, good morning, Jesus. It takes just a second. And he will be a part of your life. Someone like Paul understood who he is. He said, let no man trouble me, for I bear the mark of Christ in me. Do you bear the mark of Christ in you? When you bear the mark of Christ in you, I'm telling the truth, God will take all your problems to himself. God will take all your burdens. That's why he said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, I will give you rest. He wants to give you rest from all your sorrows, from all your problems, from all that thing that is weighing you down. Bring it unto the Lord. Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Prince of Peace. He will take care of you. Sometimes you may accuse yourself, oh, I'm a sinner. I've committed a lot of sins. No. When God has forgiven your sins, he remembers it no more. Do you understand? When you have Jesus, you can say, confidently say, in 1 John 1 verse 4, that some, that the thing that is in you, that is greater than the thing that is in the world, he will provide for you. He will provide for you. God will provide for you, my friend. this message is for you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. Jesus will make a way. Just come unto him. Receive him into your life and say, I have given the totality of my life to you, Lord. I want you to understand, he will give you everything you desire. I still say, how do you feel? How do you think your partner, how do you think your spouse will feel when you wake up in the morning and tell her, good morning, honey. Good morning, darling. How will she feel? That means you've made her day. How would someone feel if you go to your office now and tell the person, oh, good morning, you are so beautiful. You look great. How would that person feel? How would your manager feel if you go to your office and say, oh, you look great, you look good? How do you think he or she would feel? Then now, how do you think Jesus will feel? If you tell him, good morning, Jesus, you are such a good person, you bless me, thank you for everything you've done in my life. How do you think Jesus will feel? He will bless you the more. That's what I want you to understand. He wants us to draw nigh unto him. He said, when we draw nigh unto him, he will draw nigh unto us. He is a friend that will never, never fail you. Jesus will never fail you. Jesus will never leave you comfortless. Your husband can fail you. Your wife can fail you. Your family can reject you. Your community can reject you. Everything in this life can fail you. But the only sure foundation, the only sure person that you trust that can never fail you is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will give. And he does not expect anything from you. His only what he expects from you is stay in course. Be my friend. Because he said, I'm the one that choose you. He is the one that choose you. Are you listening to me, winners all over the world? I don't, whether you're listening to me on the radio this morning, whether you're in your car, whether you're listening to me via iTunes or your home or your office, I want you to understand it's time for you to take a step of faith and say, I belong on the Lord's side. Because I know that I will make it. Because I know he loves me. I hope somebody is happy this morning. This is called morning breakfast for you. It is morning breakfast because Jesus is about to do a new thing in your life. Let's see Psalm chapter 1. Let's read it together. Psalm 1. Let's read Psalm 1 together. This is for you this morning. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsels of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That is what you need to avoid. Psalm 1, the psalmist said this, to prepare you for his miracle, to prepare you for the Lord, to prepare you for Jesus, to prepare you for what he's about to do in your life. This is what he said this morning to you. Someone said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsels of the ungodly. Forsake those ungodly counsels, those wicked counsels. Their counsel is only to do evil, to prepare wickedness against people. God hates such kind of people. Don't be in that counsel. No matter what you have, no matter how much they will pay you, no matter how much they will give to you, just don't be in that counsel. No matter how much position they will give you, that is the counsel of the ungodly. And God hates such counsel. Don't be among those people. Are you listening to this radio show this morning? Forsake the counsel of the ungodly. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. That standeth in the way of sinners. Standeth in a way to make people commit things that they're supposed to commit. Those people, just forsake them. Push them aside because you are the blessing of the Lord. Nor seated in the seat of the scornful. Those people that believe that, oh, let me keep on laughing at people. Scornful people. That is it. Because when they plan this kind of evil, God returns it back to them. So don't be in the place of the scornful. This company, their work is just to laugh at people, to plan evil against people. Their life is just to see evil happens. Don't be in that council, because when you are in such council, you are cursed. You place curse upon yourself, which may even go from generation to generation. Don't put yourself in a curse. Because whatever you do, the devil or the spirit of the devil will become your friend, not God. God is not that is not in that kind. God can never be there in such councils of people. He said, "Not seated in the seat of scornful." But he said, "Your delight, his delight is in the law of the Lord. Let the law of the Lord be your delight, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Read the Bible, read the word of God, read the word of man of God. People that has written book that will help you to live a successful life. He said, "Your delight is in the law of the Lord, day in, day night, in the morning, in the afternoon, in the night. Let the word of God be your friend." As you study the word, as you live by the word, you are a friend to Jesus. Then the spiritual, the angels of God, the ministry spirit will begin to work for you. You don't need to pray for bodyguard anymore. You don't need to pray for bodyguard. When you do the will of God, heaven will send the bodyguard to guide you, send the angels of God, which is the ministry spirit, to guide you against the plans of the wicked. Do you understand? When you are connected with God, you will send the bodyguards from heaven. Send angel Michael, angel Gabriel, will send all those angels, the host of angels of God, to guide you, to guide your way, to guide everything that concerns you. That is why he said, "No weapon formed against me shall ever prosper." That is what the word of God is. Do you understand? He said, "Tree, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water, and bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." He said, "Whatever you do shall prosper." That is the promise of God. You shall be like a tree planted by the riverside. When a tree is planted by the riverside, you don't need somebody to water the tree. The nutrient is already by the riverside. When a tree is planted by the riverside, the nutrient will be drained out of the riverside, because God has provided everything. Do you understand? You will be like a tree planted by a riverside as long as you get connected with God. So why not start your day with God? Why not start your day with Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith? Why not start your friend? Start your day with a friend that so love you more than even your husband. Because when you love God, he will connect your family. He will bring your family together. The Bible says, "Even when the way of a man pleases the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." So God can even make your enemy, those wicked ones, those ones that are planning evil against you, to be at peace with you. If only God delights in you. When the word of a man is right with God, he will make even his enemies to be at peace with him. Do you understand? I want you to understand, you can live a successful life. God has the power to open any doors for you. Listen, if God can set a bed to feed Elisha, to feed a man of God, why can't God feed you? God was talking about, look at the birds. How do God feed them? But they are still enjoying themselves. If God can do that, talk about you. God is able to take care of your problem. God asks a question. He said, is there anything too hard for me to do? There's nothing that is hard for God to do. He created all things by himself, for himself, for his own purpose. So you are the purpose of God. If only you can acquaint yourself with him, you will begin to see his revelation upon your life. He will tell you what to do, and when you do it, it works. He is your guide. I'm telling you, if God tells you to do a thing and you do it, you will make it in this life. You will live a peaceful life. So I still make you to understand, before I lock up this program, before I close this program for now, I want you to understand something. Money is not everything, but money is okay. Listen, money is not everything. Money is not everything, but God is all things. If you have God and have money, I'm telling you, you enjoy everything in this life. There are people who have money, but they don't have God. They don't enjoy it. But what is a good thing for you to have $1 million and you're sick? You can't even enjoy your money. That's nonsense. Other people eat their money. Other people use their money. But when you have God, He will now bless you with peace of mind. Because He gives you the money, and then you have peace. He gives you the wealth, and you have peace. That's why He told the children, He said they should know that He is the one that given them power to make wealth, and that they should not forget Him. So it is a danger for you to be wealthy and you don't have God. That's why you see a lot of people today, they die through suicide. Look at most of the celebrities that has money, but you surprise about them commit suicide. You see a billionaire who got hang himself. You see different things happening in the world. You actually say, why would these people, whom you think they have everything, and that everything, they will have peace? No, they don't have peace. How would you see great people you think they are great, good models? You see them, they are drug addicts. You see them, they say, oh, I'm going in for rehab. You see them everywhere. Look at the celebrities everywhere. I'm telling you the truth. But they have money. It is not enough. Your education is not enough. Your wealth is not enough. Your riches is not enough. What is important is for you to be spiritually strong. And for you to be spiritually strong, you need Jesus in your life, so that you'll be able to have peace in all around. I want you to say, this world is very, very funny. It's a good place. It's a beautiful place. God created this world very well. But the devil can make this world become miserable upon you. If you're not on God's side, the devil and his demonic forces, they can make this world become so miserable. I'm telling you the truth. They can make it. They can make the world turn upside down for you. But I want you to understand this morning what God has for you. You need to take Him into your life. You need to receive Jesus. You need to believe in Him. I'm telling you, some people struggle. They think, no. That will never come in. No, when you have Jesus, He knows a way of bringing you up from the snares of the wicked. Do you understand what I'm telling you? He has forgiven your sin. He said He will remember it no more. So I use this opportunity to bless you this morning for listening to this radio broadcast. Bless you in your office. May God bless you. May God give you peace wherever you are. May God give you the desire of your heart in the name of Jesus. As you listen to this radio broadcast, may God bless you all around with peace. Because what everybody's looking for today, I discovered my research all these years that everybody needs peace. Even as you're eating food, you need peace of mind. You need peace. Peace is more than money. Peace is more than any other thing. Some people, they get married, they say they wanted peace, but they don't find peace. Some people, they say, I want to get children. Because they have children, they say, I want children, more children, and they don't have peace. A lot of people say, I want to be a party boy, a party girl. I want to be drinking and get drunk or sniffing cocaine and all those things. Then they will have peace. They still don't have peace. Suppose I want to have money, make a lot of money to have peace, but they don't still have peace. So I pray that the peace of God that passes all human understanding will begin to flow in your life this morning. The peace you won't spend any money for, because it is God that gives that peace. Let it begin to flow in your life, flow in the life of your family, flow in your business. The peace of God should begin to rest in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus, which I trust. Do you understand? In the name of Jesus, which I trust. I'm not praying in my name. I'm praying in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you because the Bible says, he that watereth shall be watered. As I'm praying for you, God will also pray for me. As I'm doing good to you, God will also do good to me. I love them. And those that say, any shall they find me. Do good to those who do good, oh Lord. The psalmist said that. So as I do good to people, God will return back that good to me. As I pray for people to succeed, to grow, as I pray for people to increase in this life, God will also increase me. As I pray for people to be healed, God will also heal me. That is how the life is. do, not to condemn people, not to accuse people, but to bring people out. Those people that are weak, if we know we are strong, we strengthen them to move on with the Lord. May I say, may God bless you this morning for listening. And I know your miracle is now. God will begin to revive you, revive everything that concerns you. In the name of Jesus. Once more, I say, thank you for listening to this program. You are here. That brokenhearted is here. That situation is here. That problem in your family is here today. In the name of Jesus, it is here. Just acquaint yourself with the Lord every morning. Say hi to Jesus. Say good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning. Even before you say hi to anybody, just say hi to Jesus. And he will be a part of your life. I'll see you again. My radio broadcast is always every Monday by 5 p.m. But I will see you again every morning, once in a while, I will come in to encourage you as the Lord's will. I'm going to be in Maryland, Bowie, Maryland, in a Global Leadership Summit. I'll be in Maryland next week with Bishop Wayne Graham. You can always check my Facebook page. You get all the information. I'll be with Bishop Graham. Global Leadership Summit, and I expect people around the world. We're expecting about 1,500 people all over the world to come in for the summit. Be a part of it. Tell people about the summit. You can always go to my Facebook page and you see the information. You get it. And I know that as you come in the conference or in the summit, your life will never be the same. God will make you a great leader of this time. God will make you a great leader of this time. Go in to my Facebook page, Eudoyo, Eudoyo. Go there and check. You see the information. I want you to be there. Are you in Maryland? Are you in Virginia? All the people around Maryland and surrounding people that are coming in from outside state or wherever you are coming in, please let us know how we can accommodate you. We are expecting about 1,500 great men and women in the Leadership Summit. And I know as you come, your life will never be the same. God will anoint you to become one of the great leaders of this time. Are you in Washington, D.C.? You should come in for the program. Are you a manager? Are you a church leader? Whatever you are, I want you to understand, come into this program. Come into this Global Leadership Summit. How to become. May God bless you. And I know I will see you again. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.